He's trying to bring back the nickel soda pop. He's Jason Kirkman from southern New Mexico's Tularosa Basin with great music and family-styled entertainment. He's right here and he's right now on the Jason Kirkman Show.
Well, folks, here we are again, living the modern life of hustle and bustle, but not without those cherished moments of sweet reminisce. Those moments where we sit back, remember the days when life was good, people were kind, and being a good neighbor was, well, it was just the thing to be. I am Jason Kirkman, the guy that's working so endlessly to bring back that nickel soda pop. No, not the beverage, but the way of life we used to enjoy. And you are listening to the Jason Kirkman Show, all the way from Studio 312, nestled in the southern tip of the Tularosa Basin in southern New Mexico. It's where the women are beautiful, the men are rugged, and the children, well, the children are abundant with warm smiles and good-natured laughter. And I hope that within this hour, a smile will be brought to your face, a warm memory brought to your heart, and the provocation be brought to your mind to show some kindness this week. So let's get ready right now to prime those memories with songs and artists from that golden period of the nickel soda pop, right here on the Jason Kirkman Show. That was the Everly Brothers with All I Have to Do Is Dream. Here's Jerry Lee Lewis with High School Confidential.
Open up a honey, it's your lover boy, me that's knocking. Why don't you listen to me, sugar, all the cats are at the high school rocking. Honey, get your bopping shoes, for the jukebox blow the fuse. Hey, everybody hopping, everybody's bopping, bopping at the high school hop.
Bopping at the high school hop, making at the high school hop.
Oh, hopping in my high school hop. Rockin' at my high school hop. Well, everybody hopping, everybody's bobbing, bobbing at my high school hop. Come on, little baby, let's rock a little bit tonight. Ooh, let's get the with the sugar, let's shake it up tonight. Well, my heart's a beating rhythm and my feet are moving smooth and light. Well, bobbing at the high school hop, bobbing at the high school hop, shaking at the high school hop, moving at the high school hop. Everybody bobbing, everybody rocking, bobbing at the high school hop. Now let's go! Baby, I'm gonna give you some good news. Look at here, speak to mama, let's burn a bonfire shoe. Hey, my heart's a beating rhythm, my soul is singing the blues. Well, I'm bopping at the high school hop, bopping at the high school hop, jumping at the high school hop, been rolling at the high school hop. Well, everybody hopping, everybody's bobbing, bobbing at the high school hop. Now let's go! Woo!
Be careful now, because if this next song catches you in just the right mood, you might just want to cry. Here's Bobby V with Sharing You.
Sharing you, I know I'm sharing you. I'm not the only one who's in your heart. When I'm with you, your love belongs to me, but you have someone else when we're apart. There are two of us who kiss you, to go on sharing you. I know my helpless heart just can't be free. But even though I must keep sharing you, you know you'll never be sharing.
Marriage is a gamble that often wins a full house. You're listening to The Jason Kirtman Show.
Wow, 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 wow.
Well,
your child.
Don't come, 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 don't come into my heart. No, darling, we will never part. I need you, darling, so come go with me.
Never give me a
chop, chop. Don't love me, darling. Don't come and go with me. Don't, baby, don't deceive me. Don't, darling. So come go with me.
Don't,
come on, go with me.
Don't,
come on, go with me.
From the great year of 1965, here's Dick and Dee Dee with Thou Shalt Not Steal. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame selected this song as one of the 500 songs that shaped rock and roll. From 1962, here's Gene Chandler with The Duke of Earl.
Duke, 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 Duke of Earl, 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 Duke, Duke, Duke of Earl.
Through this world, nothing can stop the Duke of Earl. And you are my girl, and no one can hurt you. Oh no, yes I Duchess of Earl. We'll walk through my dukedom, and the paradise we will share. Yes, I
Oh,
Here's the Robin and Dowd team taking clips from interviews with politicians from years gone by and creating their own interviews. Here's an interview with General Eisenhower.
Our next guest was the last Republican president. General, it's a pleasure having you here today, and we'd like to get right to the questions.
Well, I don't know if anyone could do the job better than you people here.
Mr. President, after having spent 35 years in public service, what impressed you most upon your return to private life?
I could say this only. It's an expensive business.
Now let's continue with Mr. Van Voorhis.
Sir, may I ask you some frank, straight-from-the-shoulder questions?
Well, now, there's been free discussion in every meeting that I've ever held.
Thank you, sir. Then, would you give me your frank appraisal of Mr. Nixon's chances in 1968?
No.
Mr. Swayze.
General, perhaps you'd rather talk about Mr. Goldwater.
Well, you're getting into a question that we've been studying a long time.
Now, in the last election, Senator Goldwater lost.
Did he ever?
There's always been a question as to how many votes Senator Goldwater received. How many people actually voted for the Senate?
I guess there was, 70? 70 people.
What would you think of Barry Goldwater running again in 1968?
Oh, no.
General, since we're discussing personalities with you, we're aware that there's been a coolness between you and Mr. Truman through the years. During what period did Mr. Truman nettle you most?
From 1945 until this minute.
Incidentally, General, are you aware that Mr. Truman is coming to town Sunday night?
I'm leaving early Monday.
Mr. St. Badger.
Now, Mr. President, I'd like to turn for a moment to another area. Do you think voting legislation should be handled on a local level or on a national level?
Is that, difficult. Now, let me make one thing clear. I think that, so far as I know, I say this. You know what I think? It's a private matter for the local authorities, local authorities, then that's all that's invented. I have flatly stated again and again, get that by all means, and get no more. Now that is all I can say in detail on that matter.
Sir, I think you'd agree that the job of President of the United States has become probably the most demanding and responsible job in the world.
I don't mind telling you.
Looking back now on your momentous 8 years in office, can you think of anyone else who might have handled the job as well as you did?
Anybody.
Mr. President, it has been a pleasure having you with us today.
Well, I know it has. Well, I believe it has, put it that way.
Well, just as a point of information, you've conducted many high-level news conferences in your time. Who would you say has asked you the most ridiculous, absurd questions that you can recall?
People like yourselves.
One final question. If you were president and World War III were to begin, what would you do?
I would certainly not publicize it.
Carl Wilson of the Beach Boys was indicted for draft evasion. The Milton Berle Show last aired on ABC TV, and the Newlywed Game premiered on ABC. Evel Knievel jumped his motorcycle over 16 automobiles. What year was it? It was 1967, the same year that Lynn Anderson recorded, "If I Give You a Kiss, Will You Go Away?"
My mother used to play. play. You're so, so much hurt. I wish you wouldn't stay. If I kiss you, will you go away? My mom would come when I'd get hurt at play. She'd kiss my hurt and it would go away. But now I'm grown, I don't know what to do. I've never known a bigger hurt than you. If I kiss you, will you go away? Like in the game my mother used to play. A kiss can dry away the biggest tear. A kiss can make a heartache vanish too. I don't see why it wouldn't work on you. If I kiss you, will you go away? Like in the game my mother used to play.
And 5 years earlier, in 1962, the Cordettes recorded Never on Sunday.
Oh, you can kiss me on a Monday. A Monday, a Monday is very, very good. Or you can kiss me on a Tuesday. A Tuesday, a Tuesday. You would. Or you can kiss me on a Wednesday, a Thursday, a Friday, and Saturday is best. But never, never on a Sunday, a Sunday, a Sunday, 'cause that's my day of rest. Most any day you can be my guest. Any day you say, but my day kiss me on a cool day, a hot day, a wet day, whichever one you choose. Or try to kiss me on a gray day, a May day, a pay day, and see if I refuse. And if you make it on a bleak day, a freak day, a weak day, well, you can be my guest. But never, never on a Sunday, a Sunday.
It is a strange but mathematical fact that when a 17-year-old boy borrows the family car, he can, in one night, subtract 5 years from the life of the car and add them to the age of his father. You're listening to The Jason Kirtman Show.
So fine. So fine.
fine, so fine, so fine, so fine.
Released in 1959, that was the Fiestas with So Fine. And I'd like to take this opportunity to remind you to spend some quality time with the ones you love this week, especially those little ones. Make some memories to last for generations to come. It is the most precious inheritance that you can hand down. Check out my website at jasonkurtman.com. That's C-U-R-T-M-A-N. Take a look at the blog and send me an email. I'd love to hear from you.